boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. This is Vicky B.
Yo, yo.
That's Taryn Daly.
Hi.
Hi.
That's Sage.
Hello.
And that is Kiana. We're all here.
Girls, girls, girls.
I know we should get a bunch of different variations of girl songs. And
we need the Beastie Boys.
Yes. Girls.
Wait, all I really want is
girls.
Two at a time I want.
Girls.
Is it weird that I was thinking of the Motley Crue? Girls, girls, girls. I think I like the Beastie Boys one better, though. It's like popcorn, right? Is that the kind of reminds me of that? You know that song I'm talking about? The popcorn song.
Popcorn song.
All right.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Vicky's always educating us every time. She's like, do you guys know this? Here, let me pull it up and show you the world.
This is the great thing about having a computer in front of me. But Taryn, do we have a...
I thought I had it saved on... Oh, no, that's not it.
There
you have it on your phone. Here we go. If you want to call the broadcast, our number is 253-271-9343. And if you'd like to email, it's thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. I think this is it. Hold on. Yeah. Kind of reminds this is a popcorn song. This is kind of what it reminds me of. Every time I think of that Beastie Boy song, I think of the popcorn song.
Are there words?
Who is this by?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like this is like a roller skating rink song.
Yeah. What, like popcorn song, instrumental? It's just like it's the melody. The came out in 1969. So old school. But anywho, enough about popcorn, because it's just making me hungry. A lot of interesting stuff has happened. Like, Taryn, you just got your tattoo.
I did.
You've been talking about it for
a
while.
I pulled the trigger on it. It was awesome.
Where'd you get it at?
I got it on my left upper outside of my thigh, kind of like below my hip, on the top part of my thigh on that side. It was awesome.
But I mean, what shop?
I got it. I did it myself in prison. No, it was at a Everett Tattoo Emporium.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So Everett Tattoo Emporium had been in the same location for 30 years.
Wow.
30 years or 27 years, something like that.
I used to drive by it all the time.
So that they've moved just south and east on Broadway.
Okay.
So they have, let's see, maybe 7 or 8 artists in there. A couple of them are piercer and tattooers.
Much bigger location now.
It's like 3 times as big as the other one.
I remember I walked in once because I think I was 19 or so, and I just spontaneously like, I want a tattoo. This image looks cool. I'm going to go get a tattoo.
Yep.
And I had money from being a waitress, so I went there, and they're like, sorry, we don't have any openings, but I got a seat. It's so tiny.
It was really tiny, and I guess like the floor was starting to kind of have some issues, and they needed a new space with bigger space and more convenient. Yeah. So they're now, if you know where the Henry's Donuts is...
Okay, yeah.
In Everett on Broadway, it's right next door to that, which is an amazing place to be next door to. Also a very dangerous place to be next door to. But Daryl did this tattoo. The crazy thing is there's a guy named Tony that works there, and Tony did my very first tattoo.
Tony V or something?
Tony, what is his last name?
I don't know, but he's like the famous guy. When
yes,
I think of Everett Tattoo Emporium, you think of Tony.
The Tony. Mm-hmm. He's been there forever. And he did my first tattoo when I was 18, which was 12 years ago. So I haven't seen him probably since then. We've followed each other on Instagram and stuff like that. But so Tony was there.
Cool.
And then the guy that owns the shop is Dick. And Dick is just, he's a legendary, you know, longtime tattoo artist in the area. And so I'm just really excited. They got this awesome new space, and it's everybody's got their own little, you know, spot now, and they've been decorating and painting, and it's all like it's ready to go. It's
nice.
Beautiful. And so Daryl did a bang up job on this. I love it. I'm so happy. Like it's so awesome.
Yeah.
And you girls have to mark your calendars.
All right.
Okay.
January 9th. They are going to be doing a kind of like a charity fundraiser.
Okay.
I think it's going to benefit either Cocoon House or another kind of organization that helps like homeless teens in Snohomish County.
Okay.
But on January 9th, they're going to do, I don't know all the details yet, so just stay tuned.
Yeah.
But that day, they're going to do like Tattoo for Donation.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to have bands playing all day.
Nice.
I think Witchburn may be playing.
Ooh, that's cool. Really awesome.
And my friends in Woodshed are probably going to be a part of it, too. Mm-hmm. But just mark January 9th down on your calendar. It's on a Saturday, and it's going to be an all-day fundraiser and kind of like a re-grand opening. And I'm really excited.
By the way, his name is Fat Tony.
Ooh. Fat Tony, yes. Ooh, he's not even fat anymore. Like, he's slimmed down. I told him, I was like, you're like kind of skinny Tony now. You better have to change your name.
Slim Tony.
Yes.
There you go. But it's your tattoo. It looks really, really great.
Thank you. So if you guys know that I'm obsessed with Rush, it's the 2112 Rush album cover with the naked. So now I have a naked man's buns on my on my leg.
Nice.
And the big like kind of pentagram star looking thing.
You should put like mine because I have a naked lady on my arm. So put them together.
Just a couple nudies, you know, nudie cuties.
So we, what I love about this group is that we are a group of tattooed ladies. At least the four of us here. Melissa only has a couple. I think she only has her one. She has one little one on her arm. Sarah doesn't have any.
And Sarah doesn't have any. She's just a purely virgin-skinned girl. Yeah,
she doesn't have any weird piercings or anything.
Nice.
But we all have at least, we all have quite a few tattoos. Kiana is pretty covered up.
Kiana, I think you might be the winner.
Probably.
Are you the winner?
I guess. I got quite a few.
Because you got quite a bit on your...
On my legs. And legs. Mine is only space-wise because I have such a big ass and big legs. That's why they take up... They're so big.
Just spread out.
But I mean, I guess percentage-wise, if we were to do a percentage of like body filled out in correlation to our size, I think, I don't know, maybe either Kiana and I are tied. You might be ahead of me a little. Because you have some on your legs, don't you?
Yeah, I got a big one on my leg. Covers about half of it. And then my arms, pretty much.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play catch up.
Well, it took a while. I got my first one when I was 18.
Yeah.
18th birthday, walked in.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I think I did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that Tony did, my Capricorn sign.
Nice.
Because, you know, I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, my God.
January 19th. Holy cow.
What was your first tattoo, guys?
My first tattoo was the keys on my chest.
Nice.
18th birthday. I went
balls to the wall. I want a chest tattoo. Jesus. That's awesome.
It was the worst pain of my life.
Oh. And they're beautiful.
I've broke a vertebrae in my back. Ooh, and that didn't even compare.
Oh. Can you show me one really quick? Can you expose?
Yeah, you want that?
They're beautiful. All right, it says with love.
I have to ask. Like, do you guys get I see those lists like on BuzzFeed or whatever that say things you should never say to somebody who's tattooed. Like, you know, hey, what's the meaning behind your tattoo? Is one I always see on these lists, and I actually don't find that offensive. As somebody who has tattoos, like when somebody asks me what is this or what does that mean to you, I think a totally acceptable answer if I asked that to somebody would be, oh, I just really enjoyed this art and I felt like I connected with it and I wanted it on my body. It wasn't like somebody died or anything like that. So I think that's okay, but I think people get offended. Like, you shouldn't ask me that. I'm like, why? Just because you wanted something?
Well, if it's something that you liked enough to put on your body, obviously you have some pride about it. Like, maybe share that a little bit. And it could be an educational experience for somebody. And, you know, it might even make somebody more comfortable with tattoos if they don't have them. I think, you know.
I don't know. I think people get offended or not offended, but like as a tattoo person might, you know, feel like an idiot or feel dumb if someone's like, oh, what does that mean? And it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's just art, which is totally fine.
And they can just say it's just art.
It's just art. But then they're
so
like,
come on, people.
How dare you ask me about my body?
Well, you know, if you're going to get a tattoo, like you said, it's on your body. I mean, if I didn't want people to see it, I wouldn't put it in an obvious place.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's like just,
yeah. I mean, I definitely hate when people ask me about the with love. Because then I have to explain it, and it's not really a good story.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I have a couple of those tattoos. Like, I have quite a few that, this is from my grandmother that passed
what
away,
is it?
My uncle. It says Alma.
Alma?
AMA. Yeah.
Aww.
People ask, I go, oh, it's from my grandmother that passed. I mean, I don't have to go into a whole detail, or for my uncle who passed in a very tragic way. I don't go the whole backstory.
Yeah.
I just go, it's, you know, in memory.
Yeah. It's a memory tattoo.
Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Because I have a memory tattoo, and it's kind of crappy looking now after, because I got it on my 18th birthday. I got my first tattoo when I was 17. And it's actually a pretty one. It's held up really well.
Yeah.
I went to a tattoo shop in Barcelona, actually.
Barcelona.
In Barcelona. Nice. And I'm like, I want a tattoo. I'm going to Spain and I'm 17. And for some reason, I really wanted a tattoo before I turned 18 because I thought that was so cool, even though I turned 18 like a month and a half later.
Yeah.
But I didn't care.
I'm getting this. Underage.
The principle doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because my buddy was a tattoo artist and he's actually done a few of my tattoos since. Some of them not so great. I will not say any names. but he was tattooing all my friends. And he's like, I'll tattoo you for $20. No problem. And we never got around to it. And all my friends had tattoos on graduation day and I didn't.
Aww.
And that pissed me off for some reason.
Yeah.
But I got a heart tattooed, a broken heart that was stitched up together. And I, you know, so that became like, by the way, if you ever get an autograph for me, that's why I have the little broken heart that's stitched up. That's my thing.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah. So I have friends that like will buy me jewelry that is of that. So that's like my thing. But I got a dragon tattoo when I turned 18 for like as a memorial tattoo. And it's like, if you look at it, it's not like necessarily the prettiest thing but it's like a friend drew it before she passed away. So it's like, I got that on there and just say that, you know,
I like that.
Yeah. I've got a flamingo on the back of my neck from my grandma.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Everybody's always like, flamingo, really? You don't seem like a flamingo kind of girl. And I'm like, it's from my grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loved them.
There's a gal I used to work with at the restaurant back in the day. She was 18. She was a really young gal. And she had like a little jar of peanut butter on the back of her neck. Oh. And I'm just like, and she eventually got it covered up because it was a boyfriend girlfriend tattoo.
Did he get jelly?
He got jelly. Which I thought that was actually pretty cute. But they broke up, so she got like a sunflower to cover it up, which ended up looking really awesome.
Yeah.
But
I've heard it's bad luck to cover up your first tattoo, which for a long time I was like, I'm gonna get mine covered up. Just because I was really into Zodiac for like a year, and then I wasn't ever into Zodiac again, so I'm like, Capricorn. But now I just love the fact. I mean, Brad even asked me the other day, he was like, well, don't you have tattoos that you regret? And I was like, well, they're tattoos that I wouldn't get today, but it's a reminder of where I was at that one particular point in life. So for a long time, I really wanted to cover up the Capricorn with something else. But I'm like, no, you know what?
It was
my 18th birthday. Like, I was free for the first time in my life, and this is what I chose. And so I'm not going to cover it up. That's I want to keep it.
You could always add to it and maybe add color, make it new again.
Up a little bit.
Kind of like my dragon one, like the shading is pretty off. I had somebody who wasn't really good at shading at the time. Mess it up, and he added colors I didn't want, so I had to go to a different shop and pay a ridiculous amount of money to kind of fix it, and it's just faded. If you look at that tattoo compared to another tattoo I got a year later, the difference is ridiculous. That's like my next project, is to get that fixed again. Even though I promised myself I was going to wait. Like, I'm not spending any more money on this damn tattoo, but it's gonna happen.
That's awesome.
But what was I gonna say? Like, I've only covered up one. I believe. Yes, I've only covered up one tattoo. Have you guys covered up any yet?
No.
All right. Well, I covered up. I got a tattoo for an ex.
Oh, yeah.
And so when we broke up, I was like, oh, I'll get it covered up eventually, because I was in the process of getting my back done.
Yeah.
And when I saw you got a new girlfriend shortly after, I immediately texted my tattoo artist and said, yeah, that next session we have, I'm covering up this. And I grabbed a mishmash of art and I made my own thing, kind of, by stealing somebody else's art.
Nice.
Like, I'm not claiming this is
my art.
No, it was some guy who did this like weird demon looking thing with like, and I really liked the way it looked, but the one he, like, there's two different pictures. So I kind of copied and pasted the two pictures together. So one of them had like a big beak, and I didn't want that, so we ended up making that. And I'm like, just put that over it. I don't care. Just put lyrics on it.
Do it now.
I'm just pissed off. I'm not thinking clearly. I want this gone. And that's the only cover-up I've had so far. But I'm actually thinking of getting another one covered because I don't know what to do with it. Like, do you guys have any of those, like, where you kind of have an idea, but you don't know what to do? And you, like what?
Well, this arm. I want to get the rest of this sleeved out. And I'm still, like, kind of just playing around with ideas and stuff like that.
What do you got so far on your arm for those at home?
Well, what I have on my arm, I have a tall ship on the front, like on my forearm. On the back, it's a microphone, kind of like the old style school microphone. I have a compass rose in the middle,
inside.
On the inside, along with a rose. That's actually my first tattoo.
That's so pretty.
It still looks really good. Yeah.
Well, I got it retouched up when I went in and got it done.
And it says family.
Yeah, it says family.
You have really nice color too. Like, you're you take color well.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm lucky.
And they're all very, what is that, Americana or what's the
it's just
style?
Like more traditional
more
style.
More traditional American.
I guess not totally neo-traditional, but a little bit more traditional style. And I like those type of lines. I just like that style for some reason. It's very classic looking.
I like the compass that you have. It looks, it reminds me of like just almost like a like military style or something like that. It's really cool.
It's just, it's very simple.
Like Navy.
It's beautiful.
But
I love the color.
The top of your arm bare.
Yeah, just bare. And still just playing around with ideas. Yeah. Another thing is, just, you know how it is. Takes forever sometimes to get tattoos.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I've been planning to get this tattoo for like years. Three years I've been wanting to do the Rush Star, the 2112 guy. And I literally decided where I was going to put it like 5 minutes before we. I think really it's kind of more important the what rather than where, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, take your time and make it what you want.
Like you said, like sometimes you go in and you want it a certain place and they put it on you and you look at it and you go, it just
Never
doesn't
mind.
Look right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, it looks better over here. Totally. I had ideas. Like, I want it this place. And they're like, it's not going to look good there. You got to move it over here. And they're right. So.
And I actually thought about doing it on the right thigh, but then he was like, you know, because of the way that the man is, if you look, it would look better on your left side. And I was like, oh, you're right. So, you know, it's nice when
always
you can work
with
your
advice. Always take
their
advice. They know where placement is.
I mean, I probably would have been screwed if I had really tried to do this on my ribs or my arm where I'm like, no, I don't think I'm ready for that.
No, that's,
I'm still kind of like a baby tattoo girl. Like, I don't have enough hours in the chair yet to do something that ballsy.
No, but everyone I feel like has read the do's and don'ts of tattoos, especially getting your first tattoo. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, make sure you spell check. Don't get someone's name.
No regrets.
Regrets.
But I actually found this list on menshealth.com. It's the 7 things you need to know before getting a tattoo, but there's stuff that you don't really think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first one is certain medications can spike your risk for infection.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know that. I have gone in when I was sick before and I was on cold medicine and I was such a baby in the chair. I was like, oh God, this hurts. He's like, you were fine last time. I'm like, I know, but it hurts.
It's probably because like your immune system's all screwed up.
Yeah, you're sick.
And like
your adrenaline probably wasn't working as much.
Ladies, by the way, check your cycle because that will also affect it. I don't know about you, but I become a pansy when it's kind of that time.
Really?
I'm just like every little thing, like spicy food too. I'll eat spicy food when it's kind of there, and I'm just like, nope, spicy. I can't.
Can I tell you what Sage calls that time?
What?
Or you can tell them.
Shark Week.
I like Shark Week.
I love it so much.
Do you guys know why it's called Shark Week?
Yes, because you can't go into the water.
No, there's this meme that's floating around. I don't know if it's like actually true or not, but it's got a picture of a shark brain, and it's next to a picture of a uterus, and it looks the exact same, like
they're
fallopian
exactly
tubes
same.
And everything.
That's awesome.
So yeah, now
they're shaped the same. It's really funny.
Yeah. So now it's called Shark Week.
Yeah. I like it.
Also, don't go into the water.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, you could, but.
Just don't dive.
Don't dive deep.
But this Dr. Ledger says, tattooing boosts your risk of infection, so people with vulnerable immune systems need to be especially cautious. So that means taking certain immunosuppressive drugs, like the ones to treat cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, lupus, or Crohn's disease. Could, you know, put you at risk for some stuff.
Interesting.
Also, you know, you might, if you're taking blood thinners, or aspirin or whatever, that might not help with your ability to clot, which is why you're not supposed to take pain medicine, which is, you know, it's kind of sucky, but.
Totally.
Don't do
it. I even thought about that before I went in, because especially when I was thinking about doing it on my ribs, I was like, maybe I should pop a Vicodin or something. And then I'm like, no, it's not good. Like, they tell you not to do that.
I'm always kind of borderline anemic anyway, so I bleed like crazy when I get a tattoo. So I'm like, what's a little more? I've done that a few times. Have an aspirin.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, I when I got the tattoo on my ear, I was a little bit intoxicated. And I bled horribly. And I was really trying to fake it, like, oh, I'm not drunk. And then all of a sudden they were like, have you been consuming? And I was like, no, not me, not this girl, not today.
Anemia. I'm slightly anemic. I haven't had enough iron and broccoli today.
Then why does your blood smell like tequila?
It's because I'm Mexican, all right, you racist.
I had had an appointment for this tattoo to get it on the back of my ear, and I went to a bachelorette party, and I was like, well, I'm not even going to get that wasted. It was like my cousin and her older friends, and I was like a lot younger, and I'm like, I'll probably just go for a little bit. And then I took a cab there and got my tattoo anyway.
I'm ready. I'm doing it. Do it.
stupid Taryn.
Another thing, for those who don't know, your skin condition might actually mess up your tattoo. So skin disorders such as psoriasis or eczema can cause serious problems. So patients with psoriasis are at risk of experiencing something called a Koebner phenomenon, in which you can get more psoriasis in the area where there's trauma to the skin.
Ooh, so it could make it flake and stuff.
Yeah,
that would not be fun.
It's agitating the crap out of it already.
Yeah. It says, besides being uncomfortable, the development of new scaly lesions over the tat can compromise its appearance.
Ooh.
Sometimes for the long term.
Yikes.
And eczema, on the other hand, tends to leave skin super sensitive to things like trauma and irritants, so it's possible getting a tat will prompt an allergic response.
Ooh.
Your tat is sun sensitive. I think everyone kind of knows that. Don't
put some sunscreen on that puppy.
Especially like, don't be out in the sun right after you get it, because your skin is like super sensitive. You just spent hours just hammering it away with a needle. Careful. So.
Oh yeah.
This one's a no-brainer too. Sterilized packages are the only way to go. Mm-hmm. So if you see a tattoo artist not opening everything up from a sterile packaging thing, get the hell out.
Oh yeah.
Nope.
Like, I even tried to set my coffee somewhere, and he was like, no, like, don't put that there. I was like, I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands.
I'm sorry. Put my hands up.
I'm dirty. I also have the world's smallest bladder, so I took, like, 14 pee breaks. I was like, I'm really sorry. Can I go to the bathroom? I'm really sorry. Can I go?
That must be fun. Sure. Were you wearing a skirt, or?
No, I had pants on, but, like, there was, like, a little cover thing that I put over me, so it just had, like, my hip exposed, so no one could, like, see my ass. Plus, they had, I was in the front window, and they had, like these kind of screens that they put up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it was something where they just were doing, like, your back or something, you could have looked out onto, you know, the main road, and it would have been kind of cool to, you know, watch the people, watch the hustle and bustle. But, you know, when you're in kind of more private areas, they don't like that so much.
Nope. I feel like it's funny because whenever I get a tattoo and I don't need the screens, it's weird.
Yeah.
Because all my tattoos, either like I have to get my shirt off or take my pants off. So I always have screens. So when I did my arm, I'm like, am I out in the open?
Hey, awesome. You can see me. I'm not dirty.
So this kind of goes back to what we were talking about. The tattoo process is like a medical procedure. You wouldn't show up for root canal or mole removal drunk. So you shouldn't show up for your tattoo either because alcohol affects healing. It may make you bleed more. It affects your ability to sit still. In fact, researchers at Georgetown University Medical Center found that as few as two drinks could affect your platelets' ability to clump together, which is essential for blood clotting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely had more than two drinks.
Definitely. So stay well hydrated. Eat something. You know, I always eat a big breakfast or a big meal before I'm getting tattooed.
The really crazy thing was, like, I woke up the morning of the tattoo with a splitting headache. Ooh. I had the worst headache because I've been kind of fighting getting over sick, sickness. And so I went in, and, like, the second they started tattooing, it was like my brain was focused on
all the pain redirected.
I had no headache at all. And then, like, the second that I kind of came down after the tattoo, the headache was back. Yeah. I was like,
it's like, damn you. This is something I actually didn't know. So maybe you guys did. I don't know. Shaving yourself isn't a great idea. Since if your tat is going to go anywhere covered by hair, stay away from a razor beforehand. Because a lot of times people try to do it on their own and they can tear the surface of the skin, which can increase the risk of infection and other problems. So
you let them do it.
Yeah. They actually have a technique.
Yeah.
They don't just like shave it like you or I would.
Yeah. Like we're not, because I feel like you're not actually supposed to shave like really like just push the razor down hard on you.
They, like when they do lightly, it, it's like.
Yeah. They do it so light.
It's like that.
Light. Probably because you don't want to like abrase the skin.
Yeah.
At
exactly.
All.
And I never really thought of that,
Maybe I don't have a very hairy hip, but I didn't have to have it shaved.
You look like if you did, you'd have like very, very fine baby hairs.
Yeah. Little peach fuzz.
And then last one, obviously, aftercare is important. So ask for instructions from the artist. Make sure it stays hydrated, but not too hydrated. I know we were talking about this before the podcast. Mm-hmm. What was going on with your Sage?
Oh, I was putting way too much lotion
on it. Oh, no. Did it start to bleed and stuff?
No, it wasn't bleeding. It was just...
Well, I mean, the ink, actually.
Yeah. So it was starting to get like those little like pockets.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you take a shower after you have, like, a brand new tattoo and it's starting to kind of scab over a little bit?
Yeah.
And then, like, you get out of the shower and you're like, that looks kind of like a little blister.
Hmm.
No? No? No. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I had that big scab on my other one. Yeah. You remember, Kiana?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I went and saw my tattoo artist because they were having, like, a gallery thing or something at the tattoo place. And he was like, do not put anything on that for 2 days.
Don't try to get a little dry.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he told me on Friday, because it had been so long since I'd got one. I was like, so I just like covered in lotion, and he was like, not right away. Like, you need to like try to keep the bandage on overnight tomorrow morning. Like, let it. It's okay if it dries out. And then I've put lotion on it like once a day since then.
Yeah.
So make sure it's like the non-scented.
Yeah, I think I'm using Aquaphor.
Yeah, Aquaphor is the best. Like, at least in my experience. It's non-scented, and it's really thick, and it kind of
gives
it... Yeah,
it's got like a little bit like of a greasiness to it almost.
Yeah. It stays on a lot better.
Yeah.
You know what sucks though? Like when you're... my friend and I call it hepping when your plasma's kind of leaking out. When you're... Oh. It feels like you're bleeding, but it's plasma. It's clear. Mm-hmm. We call it hepping. I don't know why. She called it that, and I thought it was funny, so it sounded weird.
So it stuck.
It stuck. But
like Shark Week.
I had one where I was wearing pants or something, and it did that. But then I didn't have enough time to, like, remove my pants. Like, I was in a place where I couldn't. So I got stuck.
Oh, yeah.
So my tattoo got stuck to my pants. So I had to sit in the shower, like, with water, trying to get it unstuck.
Oh my gosh.
A fun process. I think I was, like, I had very little time, so I had to do it quick.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it turned out okay, but it's still not fun. Not fun at all. So careful. Like, or when I got my ribs done, I didn't wear a bra for a couple days. It was kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No. So, yeah, just be weary. Like, that was the one thing. Like, I always ended up getting my tattoos in the wintertime. Like, why do I have to wear pants?
I know. Yeah. Well, even, like, that's how I felt. Like, I've been kind of walking around the house in not pants. And then, like, I've been wearing a lot of leggings and things that are really smooth because I didn't want it, like, rubbing on denim or anything like that. So I've been in, like, legging mode lately.
Yeah. If you can wear some skirts.
Yeah.
You basically just need to treat it like a wound.
Yeah.
It's technically an open wound.
Yeah.
It's an open wound. That sounds so sexy.
I like your wound.
I think I would like to move on from this conversation because we all love tattoos and we'll probably talk about it forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
Did you guys hear about the big thing that happened over the weekend?
Ronda Rousey got her ass kicked?
Rousey got her ass kicked.
And I love Ronda. Love Ronda. I was sad to see that she lost in such a, pretty brutal way.
Yeah.
But Holly Holm, that's like the ultimate, like, you know, that's one of the greatest upsets in sports in the history of the world.
Well, she's already a pretty decorated champion herself.
Oh, yeah. But she comes from, like, the boxing world.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of reading up on that.
This is kind of, like, a little bit new.
Yeah, yeah. Ronda's judo, though, too, I think.
Yes, and Ronda's been, Ronda's a freak. I mean, you don't want to get in the ring with her, but she done got her ass handed to her.
I think I prefer her doing this, like, in the sense of, like, she just got hit and it out. Like, she got out. I think if it was more of a... if she used the judo moves on Ronda and freaking kicked her ass, I feel like that'd be more even upsetting.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? If she submitted her.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have stung more.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
She got a good clean shot on her.
That bloody kick, that kick to the head. I was
boom.
Like, is her orbital bone,
it still working from her body?
I know, it was bad. Yeah. And then when she just got down and threw a couple punches into the face. It was like, okay, she's out.
She's done.
Thing that kind of bums me out, because when she's winning, everyone talks about, oh my God, she's so amazing. Look at all the things she's done, all the cool stuff. Like, you see all these positive stories about her. But the second she loses, everyone comes out of the woodwork and says, like, at least I noticed, I don't know if you guys did, on Facebook,
so
everywhere.
Some
people are like, I've always hated her. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, really?
And people are just jerks anyway on social media. Like, people are just horrible. I mean, really what you should be doing is wishing her well in her recovery, because, like, it's going to take her a while to bounce back from
and
that.
And she says she's okay, but she's going to take her time and get ready and everything.
The rematch will be great.
That's why they only fight, like, 2 times a year, is because it takes 6 months to, like, get ready again.
Yeah, to physically train and make sure you're okay, you know, with your health and everything.
Healthy,
I will admit, as a fan of Ronda Rousey, I think it was kind of crappy of her to not touch gloves at the beginning.
Yeah, that's poor sportsmanship,
really bad.
Like, honey, like, you are, like, at the top of your game. You are role model status right now. Even if it pisses you off, like, the best thing you can do for your image and your brand is to be that good girl. Like, be that good bad girl, you know?
Show some sportsmanship. Like, I mean, we went to Brad's son had a basketball tournament this weekend, and the kids on opposing teams, when they get knocked over, like, a kid from the other team helps each other up.
Exactly.
And I told Brad, I go, they have such good sportsmanship. And then Brad told me that he'd been to another tournament where parents were chanting airball when somebody airballed. Parents were chanting airball. I'm like, are you kidding me? If there was a parent chanting airball, I would have gone over there and wrung their neck. That is so disrespectful.
Parents do worse things than that. I played travel softball growing up, so this is, like, club level, so it's very highly competitive.
Yeah.
The things that I've seen and witnessed is unspeakable. It's amazing what parents will do. It's sickening. It's just
it
like,
is.
Jesus.
And it's the same thing with Ronda. You know, there's a lot of people that are, like, looking up to her, and, like, kids look up to their parents, and they learn from you, and they want to emulate what you do, and so that wasn't great for people to see that.
Well, one of the things that I saw that I noticed while watching, like, clips and stuff is, so the last fight that Ronda had, her opponent was super, like, talkative, just talked the entire time, and Ronda was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't saying anything. This time around, Holmes was not saying anything.
Yeah.
Well, she was just standing there, and Ronda was all up in her face, and I was like, girl, insecurities.
And Ronda ran her mouth on social media, too, and was like, fake-ass bitch,
and that's exactly, like, what the last girl did.
My thing is, though, in, like, something I was reading when I was reading, somebody posted on Imgur or ImageGur, they're like, this is the reason I don't like Ronda Rousey, because she's a poor sportsmanship, and she's setting this, and blah, 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 and I'm sitting there, I'm like, have you not watched, like, male UFC before?
Oh, it's way worse.
I was gonna say, men do the exact same thing, but they're not, like, I'm not, okay, you know I'm not, like, a super, I'm not a radical feminist, I'm far from it.
Yeah.
But I do call BS on how, you know, Ronda, who's, you know, proven she's, like, you know, she's funny, she's talented on screen and in the mat, she's gotten quite a few accomplishments. She's all of a sudden being a bitch.
Yeah.
For, you know, doing the same thing men do. Like, when they do the before and after, even with Joe Rogan, the UFC, like, they're like, yeah, well, he's going down, man. No, I'm totally blah, blah, blah. Like, that is what amps up people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after a fight, like, that last one she did, where it was, like, 38 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's like, you are paying this expensive-ass pay-per-view for 30-something seconds sometimes. Sometimes even only 10 minutes. Like, let's be honest. Only, like, total 10, 15 minutes worth of actual viewing time, if you're lucky. You want to be amped up. That's what they're doing. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
That's part of the entertainment aspect of it.
So, like, I don't necessarily falter for that. I am a little bummed she didn't touch gloves. Yeah. Like, but
you're supposed to talk crap. I mean, think about for them, like, you have to get in the right headspace. You're going into a ring with someone who could, like, yeah. literally kill a human being.
Yeah, they could maybe insane. Kill you or damage you for the rest of your life.
You want to be as high and as crazy.
Yeah,
and,
amped
and
up,
whatever
adrenaline.
It is that you have to get out, you know, to make that happen, like, go for it. But, you know, I think, like, cheap shots... You know, really, like, saying, like, really just nasty things about someone else. Like, talk about what's going to happen in the ring. You don't have to talk about someone's personal life or whatever.
Yeah. There's a certain line. But trash talk, it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of any game. It's part of football.
It's sports. It's sports. I mean, jeez.
It's like... But another Ronda Rousey thing. So she does a lot of great interviews and stuff. Did you guys hear one of the most recent things that she talked about lube?
No.
Yeah.
Did you read this?
Yeah, I said, I can pull it up, yeah.
So she was saying, like, in this world, there is no need for lubrication. A woman takes care of her own need for lubrication. And if you're getting into it and she's not there, then you're doing something wrong. You need to take a step back, slow it down. There's no need for lube in this world if you're doing it right. And she did this whole thing, and I was like, you go, girl. Like, it was kind of fun.
That's funny.
So, guys... Listen to Ronda
Rousey. Pay attention.
She knows what she's talking about when it comes to the lube.
There's only one time you'd need lube, and that's for a certain activity that is only reserved for the people who enjoy that activity.
Yes, that is definitely necessary. Definitely necessary.
If you know what I'm saying.
Right. She also, oh God, what was I going to say? She dresses pretty, like, provocatively, too. I mean, she's a sexy woman. Mm-hmm. She's good looking. But she will pull those hooters out a little bit, you know? Like, she's not shy. So I love that she just totally, like, threw down about lube.
Awesome. I think there was something else I like that she said. She's like, if one more person calls me fat, like, really?
Oh, my God.
Because she is muscular.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, call me fat one more time and I'll kill you. Like,
she will. Not. She will.
She is not fat at all. She is muscular.
She's ripped.
Which is what I freaking, like, love, that she is health.
Yeah.
Which for a long time, especially in, like, the 2000s, I don't know if you guys noticed this, it was all about the Kate Moss look.
Oh, yeah.
It's about starving herself.
Oh, yeah, the 90s heroin chic.
Yeah. Which is
heroin,
like, 90s.
It was heroin chic.
But, like, 90s and 2000s. And I feel like we're getting to that age now where, it's still, like,
where she had dumps like a truck. Like, that's in now. Like, guys want thighs. Guys want ass.
And, like, I hate to give them any credit or anything, but maybe, like, the Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian.
Totally.
Like, that's kind of, like, awesome. At the same time, though, I feel like we are getting, like, this big health fitness, like, craze right now.
Yeah.
Because I see, you know, Fitspiration, you know, on hashtag Fitspiration and stuff like that. And I kind of get bummed when I see people trashing on that. It's like, oh, you're judging me. It's like, no, I'm being fit and I'm inspired by being fit and working out and being healthy, not being skinny and sick.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm, you know, so I don't know.
Have you guys heard of the whole new, like, waist trainer? It's not new.
The waist trainers that
they're core sets.
Yeah. Which was going back to the 1910s here or whatever.
Yeah. Dude, those have so many bad repercussions.
I'm not.
They displace your organs.
Let's squeeze our internal organs.
Yeah, I know.
Together.
We're gonna move everything to a
Let's
new
shift
location
the rib cage
and
here.
Pretend it's normal.
I know a few girls that have done that, and it's just not. And it's, I think, Kim Kardashian does that too.
Yeah, all of the Kardashians do.
But that Amber Rose gal though, she did so Brad and I watched Black-ish.
Huh.
It's a great sitcom, and we love it. But she did a guest appearance on it last week, and Brad was like, holy shnikes. Like, he could not. He was like, that. I mean, her boobs, her butt. Like, she is a healthy looking
woman.
She's
the one with the buzz bleach
buzz hair. Yeah. I don't. Who did she date?
She was dating Kanye at some point. Didn't she have a baby with, like, Wiz Khalifa or one of those rappers, the young peeps?
Waka Flocka.
I don't know.
Was that the drug?
I just needed to say that.
I don't know. Because
that's all he ever says.
And then there's a Fetty Wap.
Waka Flocka.
I don't get the name.
That's all he
but
says.
She,
like, every song.
She was looking. She was looking
beat.
Fine, and she's got a thickness to her. But she can tell she also takes care of herself. Like, like, she's got a smaller waist, but, like, she got some childbearing hips and a big old booty. And
I was curious how she got famous. She actually started in a Louis Vuitton print advertising featuring Kanye West sneaker line, which, you know, probably makes sense because she dated him.
She is really pretty, though. Like, her face and everything, she's really gorgeous.
Actually, there's a really funny video. I think she did for College Humor or something. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I'll pull it up now. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves. I do like the fact that, you know, women, though, we can have different body types. Because I have two sisters that are just naturally super, super thin.
Yeah.
One of my sisters is very into workouts and fitness, and she teaches step. Mm-hmm. She's probably put on, like, 15 pounds of muscle. She weighs...
She's so tight.
Probably, I don't even know what she weighs. Not as much as me, let's be serious.
It's less.
But she isn't... amazing shape, and mm-hmm. she takes great care of herself. She cooks. She lives at my parents' house. She cooks for my parents and makes sure that
oh, nice.
They're eating well. She forces my dad sometimes to come to the gym with her, which is great. But she really inspires me to at least like try to get up off my ass at least 2 times a week yeah. and do like a little bit of something.
Little cardio.
Works out every day, you know, almost every day, and her body is. Like, you know, not like she looks like Ronda Rousey, but mm-hmm. she's cut. I mean,
it reflects
she's really,
her work. Yeah.
She's really ripped, and she works hard for that.
Yeah.
But she's healthy. She eats like 2,200 calories a day, mm-hmm. probably. And she's like, I mean, she's bitty. She's bitty.
Yeah, she's burning all that.
But she's
calories off.
Yeah, she's working. She out. Works hard, and mm-hmm. she knows the right balance,
the
which
ratio
I think is really important.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to work out and like not eat. That's
yeah.
horrible.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
That's so bad.
Yeah, she was married to Wiz Khalifa. And she did this video with Funny or Die called Walk of No Shame with Amber Rose. And it kind of links to her Amber Rose slut walk. It's a movement she's doing. But here is, let me hit that button. The Walk of No Shame. All right. It's basically, it starts off with her like barefoot walking out of someone's house in this tiny little dress. Very 50s style.
Cute. I like the music.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Say, it looks to me like you had sex last night. Sounds like you're living your best life. All right.
She's just walking around with her cute little black dress.
Heavens! It seems as though that woman hasn't been home since last night.
I sure haven't.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nothing I haven't done before. My day, I was no stranger to the Walk of Shame.
No shame here.
Hey, you're an inspiration to my daughter.
Yes.
I respect that you enjoyed yourself last night.
It's a construction
I think we
guy.
We can all agree. Having sex is fun.
Oh, yes, it is.
Mommy, did that woman get last
week? Oh, hell yeah.
Extra, we're going to have to bleep that out.
Amber Rose bleeped out last night. Most likely had sex.
I'll take one of those. Thank you.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, Mr. Mayor.
I want to give you the key to the city.
Sure.
Your confidence in the choices you make and your ability to celebrate your body.
I always celebrate my body. Sometimes twice a day.
Bye-bye, then.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Looking good.
Feeling good.
Amber.
Another girl doing the Walk of Shame.
Feeling good.
Hey, you forgot to... leave your number.
By the way, that's Bennett from Orange is the New Black.
Oh!
I like him. You forgot to leave your number. No, I didn't.
Sorry.
He's like, ugh.
That's cute. That's I like funny. That.
See, like that. That was kind of funny.
That is
that
funny.
Is funny.
I mean, for Amber, like Amber Rose, I'm not going to lie, I never really took her seriously.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, okay, you banged Kanye West, Kim Kardashian did the same thing, you know, it's like,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like seeing her do this and like all that, like okay, you got my attention. Plus, I loved her hair. I love her hair.
It is she can rock that look like no other. There's a gal that I know named Kimberly who does the same thing, and she's, you know, she goes to a lot of the same like mm-hmm. cancer events, and people are like, oh, are you okay? And she's like, yes, this is just my haircut. But she has a shaved head,
yeah.
and she has like the most like her ears, her eyes, every like her features are just marvelous. Mm-hmm. And I think if she had hair, it would almost take away from that. Mm-hmm. Like she looks so beautiful with her head buzzed.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the who's the other gal? Something Rose, something from Orange is the New Black.
Why something Rose?
Something
Rose. Rose something.
Rose. Orange is the New Black. Hold on. We gotta know.
We gotta
Why
know.
Why are we so bad at this?
Orange is the New Black. Does that? When does that come
Ruby
back?
Rose.
Ruby Rose. Yes.
Ruby Rose.
She had the short hair and
yes.
the...
Australian or British something accent.
Yes.
Australian, yeah.
But she has the short haircut and it just works for her. And it's... I think she's come out like saying her sexual... Like she's fluid sexual or her sexuality. Something like that. Don't quote me on that. But I've looked at pictures of her with long hair and she kind of disappears.
Yeah.
She doesn't look as good with long hair.
I think the short hair kind of is, it's her. It really just kind of matches
who
she is.
Well, she has such a strong like jawline that when mm-hmm. she has the long hair, it completely distracts from
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But there's girls like that. Amber Rose should never change her haircut.
Mm-mm.
Maybe dye it, shave a little bit different. But yeah, I'm totally down. But going back to Ronda Rousey and actually speaking of Amber Rose, I want to know, like, what do you guys think are good female role models that we have in mainstream society, like, that we have to look up to? Who do you guys think are good people to look up to? Because at one point, Lindsay Lohan was before she started doing all the drugs.
Like, Parent Trap days.
Right. Parent Trap days. You know, she's, you know, working hard, doing these movies. You know, she seems like a nice, wholesome young lady. But then, you know, drugs.
Drugs.
But, you know, I really look up to Ronda Rousey. I think she's a pretty badass lady.
Yes.
You know, say what you will about her. Until, you know, if more stories come up saying she's a douche, then, okay, I might change my mind. But I really love Amy Schumer.
Oh, my God, I love Amy Schumer. Love her. She's coming on New Year's Eve.
I know. Why does it have to be New Year's Eve?
I think I'm going to go.
I really want
to
go.
We saw her at Tulalip a couple years ago, me and my my best chums from up north, and we had the best time ever. The best time ever. She was hysterical.
And I've seen, like, comedy specials with her in it, and she's just ridiculous. But yes. I think the thing I love and admire about her is that she's saying the things that most women either you're not supposed to say, or we feel like we can't say.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's like, yeah, I like to drink. I like to, you know, hook up.
I like to talk about my vagina.
Yes.
This is
not ashamed to talk about my vagina.
But, like, I feel like we're supposed to feel ashamed, and she doesn't, and she's very unapologetic, and she looks like a very healthy young lady.
She's a normal girl, and yeah. she posts pictures of herself, like, in a swimsuit, like, on vacation, and is just confident in herself,
It's funny, because she's supposed to be the fat girl, but she looks so skinny to me, too. Like, she's really thin. Like, she's fat for Hollywood standards, which ridiculous.
Which is so sad, because she really does look like just a healthy, regular girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she looks fantastic, but I remember seeing this guy. I saw him because I follow her on Instagram because I love her. And I saw this guy on more than one of her posts like, oh, look at you. You're eating again. And I wanted to, like, go through the computer and find this jackass and throttle him because I'm like, that, like, really? And then I creeped on him and I clicked and he had a daughter.
Oh.
And then I'm like, wow, man. So this is how you think it's okay to treat women and you're trying to raise one. Wow. Two middle fingers in your face. Yeah. So I love the fact that Amy, you know, I don't know how much of that she sees. But I don't think that she would ever let it get to her. Yeah. Like, she's such a strong woman, and I think that is awesome.
I feel like, by the way, you're supposed to eat 3 times a day at least.
Yeah.
So, wow, you know, chill the hell out, a-hole.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to post a picture of it, probably, because it's delicious.
Because taking pictures of food is awesome.
Another gal that I really like, she's actually happens to be my favorite actress, Juliette Lewis.
All right.
I've loved her ever since things like Dusk Till Dawn and, you know, everything she's ever. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
I love
Juliette Lewis. If you follow her on Instagram, she's a lover of animals. Mm-hmm. She's a supporter of, you know, just human rights in general. She's really big on that. She's in a band, Juliette Lewis and the Licks. Mm-hmm. And they are fantastic. And she's crazy when she performs. She dresses up weird and crowd surfs. And she's thin and fit. She's one of those, like, thin and fit people where she takes great care of her body, and she's yoked. I mean, if you look at, like, she posted a picture the other day of, like, her back, and she was flexing, and I was like, damn, girl, she had, like, muscles that I've never even seen on my body before. But I really like her. I think that she stands for a lot of really great, worthy causes and is an excellent role model for women.
Hey, say, who do you think, Sage, is a good female role model that we have today?
There's actually a pair.
Okay.
Vicky and Taryn.
Oh, yeah. <Just kidding. laughs> It's Vicky and Taryn. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yes.
They are the funniest because, like, they're the dudes. Like, they are the guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, they've been on SNL and everything. And
they can hang out with the dudes.
Yeah.
Can, yeah. Party
and that's
like
what
dudes.
I love because I prefer, like, I love you guys.
But
because you
that
guys
funny.
Are the dudes. No. But, like, when it comes to girls, like, I prefer to hang out with the girls that are like the guys.
I am with you 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why I love them, because they're totally, totally.
And they're so respected among men, because I think that a lot of the guys that are funny know that those girls are funnier than them. And I think there was always this thing for a long time that, like, well, female comedians aren't funny, and they are hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same with Amy Schumer. I mean, like, unapologetically hilarious and honest. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like they, I mean, I don't know. There's a Netflix special, or not Netflix special, but it's on Netflix, and it's like, Women Aren't Funny. It's supposed to be like a spoof thing, like, hey, like, talking about women in comedy. And I haven't watched it yet, but I know Sarah Silverman plays a big role, and I think she's
one.
It's like, I feel like, because they're women, and I noticed this even as a little kid, like, hey, when a boy makes a joke about a fart, it's hilarious. But when I say it, I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that always bothered me, even from being a little kid. So growing up, I noticed that. It's like, there's things that girls can't say without being viewed as disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love about these women. It's like, they are doing exactly what men
oh, yeah.
have been doing. and they make it their own. They make it funny. They've worked their asses off harder than most men.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty awesome to see that this mm-hmm. is what we have now. And hopefully that kind of changes to where it's almost like that's what I think equality is. I think that's what we should be striving yeah. for. It's like to be able to be viewed as the same. And some things, I mean, I guess I know that in some other aspects, we're not always going to be yeah. exactly the same. But yeah. mm-hmm. that's. I don't know. I like that. I
don't
appreciate,
treat me like a delicate flower because I ain't one.
Right. That's what know? I appreciate about like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Amy Schumer, and Sarah Silverman.
Yes.
Like they've worked their asses off so we can get what we have today. So thank you, ladies.
We love you.
All right, Kiana, what do you think?
I would have to say, echo her, just because I couldn't really think of anybody else. I was trying to think of, well, you know, I'm not really into pop culture, so I'm trying yeah. to rack my brain, trying to think.
Or like female in your world, not necessarily pop culture, but like celebrity-ish.
You know, I just, at the moment, I was really drawing a blank until you mentioned Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And then I'd have definitely, because Tina Fey, I love 30 Rock and just everything she's done. So mm-hmm. definitely, I'd have to say Tina Fey.
Did you guys see the movie that they were in together called Baby Mama?
Yeah.
I thought it was
goofy.
It was really, it was cheesy. Like stupid funny, like really stupid funny, but I've watched it like 47,000 times. I think I own it.
Yeah.
I think
nice. I own it. I love it.
There's a, I think they're having a new movie coming out soon too, where nice. They're sisters and their parents are moving out of their house. So their high school house, like the high house they grew up in, they're throwing one last party at the house.
Yeah.
But the other, another actress I'm thinking of, Ellen Page.
Yes.
Because she recently, I think within the last year or two, she came out of the closet, came out as lesbian, but she's done so many awesome movies. She has such ridiculous range in acting.
Yeah.
And she just seems like she, there's even video of her standing up to like a government, whatever, official, whatever. And she's sitting there like asking him about like gay, lesbian, you know, all that rights and stuff. And he's like turning her down and she's just like wearing glasses and stuff. She wasn't looking for attention as Ellen Page. She just wanted to fight him in the sense of like, I want, you know, to have a debate with you right yeah. now because you sound like an idiot.
That's amazing. I mean, and because she's a young, pretty young woman, and I think that's pretty legendary.
Still mm-hmm. maybe under 30, if not yeah, I think 30 she now. Is. She's a young lady.
And that's pretty amazing to, you know, have the mm-hmm. cojones to do that.
And I feel like another one might be Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And like, she's probably not as activist-y, but she's still like, look, I'm very unapologetic as myself. So when The Hunger Games came out, a lot of people were pissed off that she wasn't skinnier. Like, she's pretty thin, but they like, and I get that the character Katniss is from a poor place, so she should look starved.
Yeah.
But she's like, look, I am not going to, I'm not going to lose weight because I don't want little girls to be like, I want to look like Katniss. Like, yeah. I want to look skinny like Katniss. She's like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because she's a phenomenal actress. Oh, damn it. Silver Linings Playbook.
I've been cursing like crazy today. Bunch right. of foul-mouthed ladies.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's what I love. We have dirty mouths.
We do. We got to clean it up for the podcast.
It's okay. We have the bleeps. Anywho. But yeah, that's my two cents.
Yeah. Hey, go girls.
Woo! Got some badass ladies. Let us know who you guys think is a good role model. We'd like to hear like female role models in today's world. Like, I don't.
And
I don't,
guys, you can weigh in on that too. Like, yeah. you know, who would be like, what girl would you like want your daughter to look yeah. up to or whatever?
I don't want to get like political. I was like, I was thinking of some politics people, but that's just
no. I would not advise my children. I'd be like, don't look up to any of them.
I am not a political debate uh-uh. type of person. I do not like to talk politics unless it's like, oh, I want to know more information about this. Then we can talk. But
yeah.
if we're going to be debating. It's like, no, you're wrong because of this.
I'm right. And I said,
I'm like, cool. I don't care. Anyways, but yeah, that this has been very inspiring. I want to go do awesome things as a lady.
I know. Let's go skydiving.
And go get tattooed.
Oh, yeah. I really want to go skydiving.
Tattoos and skydiving.
I want to do indoor skydiving.
That looks awesome. Like the iFly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start
lady
there.
Date.
Mm-hmm. Lady date. Paintball. Let's do it
tattoo.
All.
Oh, yeah.
I love paintball.
And I'm going to do skeleton makeup on everyone.
Yay!
Freaking dorks. Jesus, I love it.
I love it. You girls are the best.
Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Broadcast. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.